How are you?
I'm good. I'm talking to Sam Hall this morning for Radio Jackie. Sam,
Hello, Jackie.
hello, how are you?
Yeah, not bad, not bad. A bit tired emotionally, mentally, but overall, it actually hasn't been quite as exhausting as I thought it would be. It must be a case that the training's just gone very well, and yeah, it's gone as smoothly as I probably could have hoped for on the road. One bad day of weather, but besides that, it's been pretty good.
So you've cycled 2,000 miles over the last 10 days, approximately, sorry, kilometers, approximately 200 to 220 every day. You've done some pretty hard climbs, I've just noticed here. So Husum to Nolbe, 2,666 meters. That was the biggest one. How was that?
What? None of the climbs were that long, so to be honest, it was just undulating up and down, up and down, up and down. And that particular day, I had quite a bit of tailwind, so it just made it that much easier, to be honest, to get over the climbs. Like, none of them have been what I'd call Alp-like or even sort of that hard compared to the Surrey Hills. One or two, possibly, I would sort of compare to Box Hill, but nothing of the likes of Coombe Bottom or Bar Hatch, which the cycling community would know to be quite hard climbed and very steep.
And who have you been cycling with? Because you had different people joining you on different stretches, haven't you?
I did. I had two friends. Well, all of my friends who have come with me so far have been from my cycling club, ABC, and I had two guys to start with for the first 3 days when we left Helsinki, and the Grand Depart was live on Finnish TV, which was very exciting. They left me when we were in Oulu, and I was then joined by a friend called Cormac, who then was with me as we crossed the border into Sweden. And he stayed with me up to, I think, I'm not even going to pronounce it. It's called Skellefteå is how we'd pronounce it in English. The Swedish is very, very different. The locals made very clear to us when we tried to describe the town we were going to. But other than actually that, last day with Cormac was the hardest because the rain and temperatures were really tough. Considering we were in early June, it went down to probably as low as 1 degree at one point, and we also had quite heavy rain. So unfortunately, the last 40 kilometers of the ride we abandoned because my clothes were saturated. So that was probably the one sort of hole in the ground or in the road that we sort of encountered. And yeah, it was quite disappointing, but I think the decision was it's better sort of I look after myself and avoid getting hypothermia, so calling it a day. But yeah, at the time I was a bit gutted to have, so officially 40, I'm 40K short of the official total in terms of kilometres.
Well, considering the official total's 3,900 kilometers ish, I think you'll be
Yeah,
allowed
give or take. Yeah,
40K.
thank you.
I was going to say best day, worst day. I think you just told me your worst day. What's been the best day so far?
Probably the first day. It was just great to get it started. I spent so many months preparing for that particular moment, and to just get going on the road and knowing that this was it was just felt really fulfilling. And yeah, it was great to be on. My brother-in-law had organised all the TV and what have you, and there was quite a big crowd for us, and it was just incredibly touching to see the local community in Poistola come out in support for Sepp and the ride. It was, yeah, it was a tearjerker.
I bet, because you're doing this for SERP, you're doing this for Momentum, the charity
Yeah.
that really helped you and your family through the most toughest of times. And emotionally, how are you feeling? Because obviously, you must be thinking about this when you're cycling along.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, especially still thinking about Sepp, I do get quite upset quite often. I'm posting about him and the ride most days. And yesterday, actually, someone wrote how his, infectious his smile was and how amazing a boy he had been. And, it just got to me to obviously thinking exactly about that. It's just hard to, except that he's gone. And unfortunately, this ride hasn't been therapeutic in that respect. The reality is my son's not coming back, unfortunately. I don't know why I'm laughing. It's incredibly tragic. But yeah, the thing that I guess has motivated me aside of that is actually the tangibles that I still have in my life, which are my son, my wife, my dog Betty, and they're the things that motivate me. And go riding and being back in Epsom, seeing them and getting a big hug and kiss is really what drives me every day more than anything. The fact we've reached the target for donations was amazing, and that day was really great, just to wake up to the news that we'd hit the target of 50,000. But that doesn't mean we don't want more donations, because you know Momentum's work is great, and there's so many families like ours that need that help. And although 50,000 will make a massive difference, if we can get it to 60,000 or 70,000, that would make even more difference to so many families like ours in terms of mental health support. And also things such as getaways to sort of just give families quality time with each other during what is a really difficult period. There's been highs, lows, and the road is a very lonely place at times. The last 5 days I have been on my own, but the memory of Sepp, I love thinking about him, but equally it is incredibly upsetting, the reality of what has happened to us. And, you know, you should never have to, as a parent, lose your son, and that's what's happened to us. And this is just my way, I guess, of trying to make good of the awful situation that has bestowed us.
Yeah, well, you're very brave. You're doing really, really well. Let's go talk about today. So you've cycled 2,000 clicks. You've got another 2,000 to go, but you're having a rest day today. What do you do on a rest day so your legs don't lock up? Are you going to walk around? Are you going to just rest?
Believe it or not, I'm going to go for a bike ride. There's two reasons for that. The reason I put a rest day in is because a friend of mine who was a professional cyclist said you'll need a rest day, even if you think you don't, just to let your brain recharge more than anything. But as I said, the legs are actually feeling pretty good. I'm not killing myself on the road. Like the training I was doing during the winter was far more intense than the actual cycling I'm doing during this ride. Although it's incredibly long, I'm sort of riding within myself pretty much throughout. The legs are good, but I think it's good to have just a bit of a stop, take stock of what's happened, do some admin, like organize things for the final day of the ride as well. But yeah, the reason I'm riding today is twofold. Obviously, I need to keep the legs ticking over. But secondly, I'm eating into my ride tomorrow. So if I do 30K today, that's 30K less I have to do on tomorrow's ride. So I'm going to ride the course essentially. But a nice, slow, soft pedal pace is what they call it. It's basically barely putting any pressure on the pedals at all, just to let the legs recover, but still do the sort of aerobic exercise of cycling. So that's my big plan for today. And we had a lovely we had a big steak last night. Because I meant to stay off red meat, but if I have a day in between my cycling, then I've got enough. My stomach has enough time to process the food, so that was a nice celebration, and one glass of alcohol as well. I treated myself to, but that would be the only one of the ride.
And it looks like you've got some lovely weather as well. The sun's shining. You're by a lake. Is it Lake? Is it Lake Grana?
Grana is a town. It's a ginormous lake. I haven't done the research to know what it's actually called, but Sweden is absolutely beautiful. That's been one of the pleasures of the ride, is actually riding through the countryside, the small towns and villages of Sweden, and just realizing what a gorgeous, well structured country it is. The infrastructure is amazing. The roads are very, very good. We've had one puncture the entire ride, which has been pretty fortunate considering I've done 2,000 kilometers. And it's been a real joy. The weather has been changeable. It's very nice now, but just at the start of the ride, I think we left Helsinki in 14-15 degrees temperature. As I said, it went down to about 1 degree when we were sort of crossing the border into Sweden. And we had that day, we had snow, hail and rain all in one go. It was unbelievable. But yeah, thankfully the gods are now shining on us. They must have had a word with someone to make sure that the sun's out for us, hopefully for the rest of the journey.
Well, I can't do a sun dance for you, so it keeps going until you get to... So your penultimate day is actually Tunbridge Wells. So what happens, what happens in Tunbridge Wells?
Nothing. It's literally just a good point to stop before we get to Epsom for the final day. The point being is the final ride, we want as many sort of friends and family to come out, and it's a social ride. So it's going to be at a far slower pace of around 12 miles per hour or 20K per hour. So people who even sort of casual cyclists should be able to manage with it. So quite a few friends and family are going to come on the morning as well. It's quite hard to get the temperature whilst I wrap them, unfortunately, but I think people will. It should be mentioned that, yeah, I've had support besides the guys on the road cycling with me. My cousin from Australia came out and has been in the support vehicle the entire time and will hopefully be with me to the end as well. So yeah, that's been great. But yeah, back in the final ride, yeah, Tunbridge Wells is about 60k from Epsom, so that's the reason it was chosen. And we finalised the route for it. So look out on social media at cycleforset.com website and on Instagram as well. And there'll be information on how you can join the ride if you wish to and ride with us into Epsom as we complete the journey.
Well, I'd love to ride you. If Tunbridge Wells is about 30 minutes from where I live, but I don't think I've got a bike capable of keeping up with you. It's more of a push bike with three gears that are all clonking out. A message to Radio Jackie listeners to keep supporting
Keep
you.
following me. Honestly, the support has been overwhelming. It's one of the things that have, besides obviously my wife and son, the thing that's really kept me going is just some of the words of encouragement and people reaching out to me, especially those who've faced gone through similar things such as myself, and to hear that what I'm doing is also inspiring them and giving them hope is unbelievable and something beyond what I thought a ride like this would be capable of. So yeah, it's been really humbling. So thanks for all the support. Surrey Massive come out on June 17th, Epsom 12 o'clock to cheer us over the line.
We'll be there. We'll be there. I'll let you go now. Have an enjoyable rest day. Make sure it is as much of a rest as you're allowed to. And good luck for the last 10 days. You're pedalling on the ferry, if I remember rightly.
Yes, that will be on the 15th of June. We're pedalling on the DFDS ferry from 9 a.m. Calais, because I didn't want to cheat. That sounds somewhat strange that I did cut 40 kilometers out of the ride anyway, but I might make it up on the boat. We'll see.
Good luck. Good luck. And I'll speak to you very soon. Have a great day. Thanks for talking to me again,
Thank you,
Sam.
Jackie. Take care.
Take
Thanks.
care.
Bye bye.